the court.
Gavel makes its appearance here this morning.
I think it, deep down, that's your favorite.
It's
close.
It's just a feeling of power when you have the gavel in your hand. Whether it's judicial power or actually physical power, you can actually do damage to somebody and put him in the hospital with that gavel.
Sometimes you'd like to hit me in the noggin with that, I think.
It's never come to that, but it's okay. The option is there if needed. Yeah. That's the only thing. Tuesday, January 17th. Today in this date, 1871, the cable car was patented by Andrew Smith Halliday in what city, do you assume?
Well, I think it's the same city where they developed Rice-A-Roni on the same day.
Right, the San Francisco Treat.
Correct.
San Francisco Treat, the cable car. What was my favorite Rice-A-Roni flavor? I can't think of any right now. I know you can get chicken. Spanish rice, chicken, just a plain old chicken.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The good old chicken.
Hard to beat.
1871. I would have loved to have gone on the match game and get a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni as my parting gift.
That was
my consolation prize. Yeah. 1893. Now, you are thinking about, did you say this on the air? You're thinking about maybe going to Hawaii sometime?
Yeah.
Well,
this summer.
You should know if you're going to go to Hawaii, you're going to want to brush up on your Hawaiian history.
I should.
You should. You want to know this. 1893, the kingdom of Hawaii's monarchy was overthrown when a group of businessmen and sugar planters forced Queen Liliuokalani to abdicate. So you can go and see the Queen Liliuokalani gravesite probably.
Yeah.
And probably her presidential library.
I'm thinking about starting a coup while I'm over there.
Not a good idea.
Probably not.
1916, Professional Golf Association. We know it as the PGA was formed in New York City. 1945, during World War II, Soviet and Polish forces liberated Warsaw. Warsaw was one of the most war-torn areas. Remember, they had the Warsaw Uprising where citizens tried to band together. And with the help of the Russians, forced the Germans out maybe a year earlier. It didn't work out, but finally they were liberated. 1945. 1972, on this date, Highway 51 South in Memphis, renamed Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Have you ever traveled it?
Yes, and it's not the best part of town.
They
do have a Krispy Kreme there, not far from, I still remember that, not far from Graceland, there's a Krispy Kreme.
As only there
fitting.
Should be. Yes.
With Graceland being right there. That's not the best part of town. It's not what it once was when they first built Graceland, and Graceland was first there. That was 1972. 1977, double murderer Gary Gilmore became the first to be executed in the U.S. in a decade. They had not had an execution in the country in a decade.
He kind of demanded it.
Yeah. The firing squad, he demanded it. That's why it was done. I mean, there are people that were wanting him not to do it. People, you know, on his behalf. And he pretty much said, you know what? It's my life. It's my death. I want it.
He was a lifelong criminal. Yeah. Just a bad, bad man.
And he faced the firing squad. That's how he went.
1977. And he went.
Yeah. 1985. It was about time that this guy got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Live long and prosper. Image of Serac. Father of all we now hold true. The image of Serac read in your face what is in your mind, Spock.
As I turned and my eyes beheld you, I displayed emotion. I beg forgiveness.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that as a Vulcan.
No.
But he is half human, as you know. Leonard Nimoy, star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. On this date, 1985, he was also busy hosting In Search Of.
Yes, he was. One of my favorite shows. What did he say at the end? The needs of the many
outweigh the needs of the few.
Of the few.
And you will always, forever will be, and always have been my friend. 1994, this was a big boxing match. Now, this wasn't part of the big celebrity boxing. Remember, they had celebrity boxing where they had celebrities boxing each other?
Yeah.
This was just a charity boxing match in Chicago when Donnie the Octopus Osmond fought Danny Boom Boom Bonaducci.
Oh, my gosh.
In a charity boxing match in Chicago, Illinois, Bonaducci won a split decision.
The Octopus Osmond?
Donnie the Octopus Osmond.
Very strange.
Well, you know, you have a big family. You have to have a lot of arms to get food at the table. The Osmond's there. 1994. And 2003, we lost actor Richard Crenna. He had been battling cancer. He died. He was 75.
One of my favorites.
I think on the Almanac, we've heard him as Colonel Troutman.
Yes.
In Rambo.
Yes.
We've heard him as John Candy's landlord in Summer Rental.
Yes,
I played that bit. I don't think we have had him as Luke McCoy on the real McCoy's Richard Crenna.
Nice. Oh, great balls of fire, Grandpa. Will you stop trying to make trouble?
Make trouble? Why, the trouble's already made. All I'm trying to do is get you to lift them lids so your eyeballs can see what's going on around here.
Well, both my eyeballs is wide open, Grandpa, and I can't see myself not going fishing just because Mother Purvis is coming. And I can't see Kate asking me not to go.
All right. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say no more.
Walter Brennan was great
as
Grandpa, wasn't he?
That is a young Richard Crenna.
Very young. Yeah, that was late 50s, early 60s, I think that show was running, right?
I remember seeing some of the real McCoys.
Walter Brennan's hilarious.
He's one of the great.
There are a bunch of episodes on YouTube if you ever wanted to dabble in that. So we lost Richard Crenna. He passed away this day, 2003, at the age of 75. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
Quite a list.
It's all because of my high school history teacher, Mr. Stickelmeyer. He was a Nazi.
Oh, come on. Rose, a lot of students don't like their teachers, but
no,
you don't...
No, I mean it. He was part of a nefarious plot by the Germans to teach misinformation so America's youth would be really stupid when the Germans invaded. St. Olaf was the first town chosen for their experiment.
I guess they figured they had a leg up there.
His orders came right from the top.
You mean Hitler?
Who's Hitler?
Rose Nyland from the Golden Girls. Betty White is 95. She was from fictional town St. Olaf, Minnesota.
Nice.
On that show. She was on Mary Tyler Moore. She was on Password a lot because she was married to Alan Ludden.
Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, most recently.
The list goes on.
She finally got an appearance on Saturday Night Live the last few years. There was a petition to get her on.
Very funny lady.
Betty White still going strong at 90.
That's just amazing.
95.
Very cool.
Here today. James Earl Jones, he's got a pretty good voice. Darth Vader, obviously. Probably best known as Darth Vader.
I love
the voice
him,
of. He would have been too short and stocky to play him. A guy by the name of David Prowse was the actual body they used, although they didn't use him for the new one.
Loved him in Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. People will come, Ray.
Yes.
People will come. But how about as King Joffy Joffer in Coming to America?
Oh, yes.
Sammy, you have disgraced yourself, and you must be punished. You will confine yourself to our royal suite at the Waldorf Astoria. And see that he puts on some decent attire. And I want you to bathe him thoroughly.
As he's looking at some very attractive handmaidens.
Right.
Simmy being played there by Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
Coming to America, James Earl Jones.
Just sound like terrible punishment there.
Yes. Yeah, the Waldorf Astoria. That's awful. That's like San Quentin. James Earl Jones. He's 86 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to one of the great voices. Maury Povich, happy birthday.
When it comes to one-year-old Mariah Cartavius, you are not.
He is not the father. Maury is the best at paternity tests. That's what he specializes in.
Nobody did him better.
I think his show is still on TV.
Is it really?
It said on Wikipedia, it said blah, blah, blah to present for the Maury show.
Is he still married to, wasn't he
Connie
married?
Connie
Chung, yeah.
They are still together.
Wow.
Maury Povich is 78 today. How about this guy, country singer?
Hail, Billy Highway.
Three-time Grammy winner. He's kind of country. He's kind of rock. He's kind of folk. He's kind of outlaw. Does a lot of different stuff. He kind of he transcends genres, this guy. Talking about Steve Earle, Copperhead Road, Guitar Town. This is Hillbilly Highway.
Remember the name of his band?
He is 62, The Lonesome Losers or something like that.
Steve Earle and the Dukes.
That's it. He's 62 today. The current host of Family Feud.
Name something people do sitting down.
A magic carpet ride?
Hey, good answer!
His reaction to classic.
Hey, let me tell you what Mike said. Mike said, hey, mean? Good answer, good answer. He turned to me and said, if that's up there, I'll eat your tie.
Steve Harvey from Family Feud. I hope he gets the winner of the Miss Universe pageant correct this year.
They are having him back.
He is hosting, yeah. It must be coming up soon if they haven't had it already. I think I would have seen it had they had it.
Right.
He is 60 today, but his reactions on the show to the bad off-the-wall answers are classic. He is 60 here today. That's Steve Harvey.
Close your eyes.
This is not Steve Harvey.
Give me your hand.
Oh, a tender voice of Susanna Hoffs.
She's got a great voice.
Another Bangles reference. The Cincinnati Bangles. The Blaine Bangles.
Was she kind of like the main lead?
Yeah, she was the lead singer.
She was.
Her voice is the one you hear prominently in their tunes.
Very, very good.
She is 58 today for Susanna Hoffs. Jim Carrey is 55 today. He is... among the funniest people on the planet, I think.
Yes.
And he has all kinds of catchphrases. Here are just a few.
You are one pathetic loser.
Yes, indeed. Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber.
Alrighty then.
Or how about this one?
Smoking!
There's also, so you're telling me there's a chance. The things he can do with his face... His animations, the way he can just rubbery face. I mean, he's perfect for that movie, The Mask.
Right.
Liar, Liar is hilarious, too.
Wow, I like both Ace Ventura movies.
They're good.
Very funny.
And that's where the Alrighty Then was from.
Yeah. He was Batman Forever. He played the Riddler, right?
He was Ed Nygma.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Carrey, 55 today. Michelle Obama. Getting ready to move. They're moving houses.
About to be the former First Lady.
Former First Lady. She is 53 and celebrating today. Kid Rock.
I put your picture away. Sat down and cried today. I can't look at
you. You know, it's hard to see the guy that did I Want to Be a Cowboy and that other one, song that he did. And see him do country, but he kind of did the transition. And he's been headlining country shows and concerts and outdoor festivals here for the last several years. There he is with Sheryl Crow. It's called Picture. All Summer Long was another one that you'll hear. We can't play it now because we can't play summer songs at this time.
No.
Kid Rock is 46 today. 46 for Kid Rock. Started out as a white rapper.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Right.
Kid Rock, 46. Lil Jon, speaking of rappers, our daily rapper birthday, Lil Jon. He's the one with the gold grill, and he was on one or two of the Celebrity Apprentices.
Yeah, I actually know who he is from Celebrity Apprentice.
Lil Jon is 46. Zooey Deschanel, quirky actress. Mm-hmm. She also does some singing. She's on that Fox TV show, New Girl.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
She plays Jess on New Girl. That's her actually singing the theme to her own show. 37 today for Zooey Deschanel. You remember the Wilkinsons?
When you get lonely, call me.
Family group, father and daughter and son.
I believe they're from Canada.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
They're no Anne Murray, but still pretty good. Wilkinson's Amanda Wilkinson, the daughter, is 35.
Kind of the lead singer for their hits.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
35 today, and also 35 today, NBA star Dwayne Wade.
He's a pretty good player.
Played many of his seasons with the Miami Heat. He won a championship with Shaquille O'Neal and then stuck around long enough to win two more with LeBron James in Miami. He's now with the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, okay.
And he is 30. The big 3-5 for Dwayne Wade.
All right, let's get to some gone but not forgotten. There's a pretty extensive list and some notable names. He was not afraid to fly a kite in a storm.
He was brave.
He was brave. And had a key on it. He was American statesman Benjamin Franklin.
And he was saved as a penny earned.
Yes, a lot of speaking of sayings. He and Jim Carrey, they both have quite a few. Benjamin Franklin was born on this day, 1706. He was a great silent movie director. I watched many of his
Silent
movies back in the day. Mack Sennett.
Didn't have to didn't have to memorize any lines.
No.
How easy was it to be a silent movie actor back in the day?
Very easy. He was born on this day, except they did all their own stunts. You know?
Arnold would have been perfect.
Like Buster Keaton. Born on this day, 1880. Actor Noah Barry, 1882. You remember him from The Mark of Zorro. You may remember him from the Clancy Street Boys. He was born on this day, 1882. And I would assume he'd have been the father of Noah Barry Jr. at some point. Notorious gangster Al Capone. If we had the sound of machine guns, this would be the time to do it.
Uzi, Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was born on this day, 1899. He would die in prison of a sexually transmitted disease.
And he was imprisoned on tax evasion charges, right. Not all the murders and racketeering and alcohol.
Baseball bat beatings.
All that stuff, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Al Capone, not a nice man, born on this day, 1899. Singer and actress, the lovely and talented Eartha Kitt was born on this day, 1927.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Santa when sultriness baby, and Christmas meet, you get Santa baby.
She also was one of the, three actresses that played Catwoman.
Julie Newmar.
In the short three-year run.
Eartha Kitt, and then...
there was one more.
Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather.
And Lee Merriweather played it in the movie. She was she was never on the TV show.
Oh,
she was only in that two-hour movie that they did.
The 1966 movie.
Yeah.
That had all the bad guys in it. All the villains.
It was epic.
It was epic.
Elite would be another word I'd use.
Eartha Kitt was born on this day back in 1927. He was very good at coming up with hair products and styles. Hairstylist Vidal Sassoon was born on this day, 1928. A year later, the first guy to wear a mask as a goaltender. He was smarter than the rest of them.
Right. Well, you know, it wasn't as big of an issue back then because they couldn't lift the puck.
Right.
The sticks were straight. They didn't have the curve, and you didn't get the puck up in the air as much.
Right. Jacques Plante was born on this day, 1929.
Without him, we wouldn't have had Jason.
That's right.
Friday the 13th.
Right, with the mask. Hockey Hall of Famer Jacques Plante. Born on this day, 1929. One of my favorite baseball guys, and he was a baseball man.
And he was rotund.
He was short and rotund, and he was a third base coach. He was a first base coach. He was a manager. Managed the Red Sox in the late 60s. He was with the Yankees toward the end of his career. Baseball great Don Zip Zimmer was born on this day, 1931. I remember watching her program in the early 60s, puppeteer Sherry Lewis, best remembered for her work with her friend Lamb Chop.
No, all right, Lamb Chop, I'm very sorry, darling. Would you take your hands off that microphone?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Well, you're cranky today.
I didn't like the way you introduced me.
All right, I'll introduce you. Now you got me doing it.
Not only is she a puppeteer, she's also a ventriloquist.
Yes.
Because she would do Lamb Chop and do the ventriloquist act right there in front of our very eyes.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Sherry Lewis was born on this day, 1933. He was the greatest, and he was not afraid to dance like a butterfly and float like a bee. Initially, he was Cassius Clay. He became boxing legend Muhammad Ali.
You, George Foreman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
There he is.
He'll show you.
He did.
He just passed away this past summer.
Yeah.
He's one of the people we lost in 2016.
One of the most iconic figures ever in sports.
He is the top of every list when they talk about greatest sports figures ever.
Yeah,
he is usually right there at number one on every list.
Everybody in the world knew who Muhammad Ali was. He was born on this day, 1942. And finally, eccentric and irreverent actor, comedian. He liked to wrestle. He was hilarious as Latka on Taxi. We're talking about Andy Kaufman.
I only wrestle women, but I've wrestled women that are a lot bigger and stronger than you. Matter of fact, they're probably smarter than you because you don't have any brains. You're from Memphis, Tennessee. All you do is plow the fields and farm and the farm and the Is that how you talk from Memphis, Tennessee, Mr. Lawler? See, Mr. Lawler, you don't have any brains. I am from Hollywood. I have the brains. That's how I win my matches. I say the bigger they come, the harder they fall.
And Lawler almost squished his brains out of his head,
right,
giving him a pile driver.
Yes.
Not too long after that little promo video was videoed and taped and recorded.
Yes.
Classic wrestling feud between Mr. Andy Kaufman and Jerry the King Lawler.
King Lawler. Perfect stuff there. Andy Kaufman left us way too early. He was born on this day, 1949, but he's gone, but not forgotten.
For the longest time, they thought he faked his death. He was that eccentric that they thought that he had faked his death and that he was still going around as Tony Clifton when his manager was actually portraying Tony Clifton.
Amazing.
He was a genius. He was in Lodka. You never understood what he was saying, but you knew what he was saying.
And it was funny.
On Taxi. He was the mechanic.
So good.
All right, that is the Almanac on the Bob Morning Show. The Almanac, your Tuesday edition. This is Sawyer Brown on Bob.